I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
He's a real estate baller, and you can always find her saying holla. It's Watch What Happens Live with Heather Thompson and Ryan Serhant now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with the real estate daddy and the woman who famously says, "Hey, mama." My first guest is a former Real Housewife of New York City who sometimes gets accused of being on her high horse, which is maybe why Ramona stuck her all the way down in the lower level. Please welcome Heather Thompson. Hey, Heather. And my next guest is a real estate mogul whose most difficult clients these days might be his own family from Million Dollar Listing, Ryan's Renovation. It's Ryan Serhant. Hey, Ryan. And there is no bigger sign that New York City is back than the fact that this lady is behind my bar tonight. Say hi to our bartender, Gita, from my favorite neighborhood spot, the Cubby Hole. I am so glad that the Cubby Hole made it. You're one of the great bars that made it through this. Thank God you guys are back.
It feels great.
Yes.
So good.
Glad
to be home.
Yes. By the way, how was the lower level? Was it as bad as Lou said?
I was actually happy to be there.
I'm sure you were. And speaking of lower levels and upper levels, how long have you been in your place? Because it looks from your show like it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
Six weeks.
Yeah, just about. Yeah.
And how's it going?
There's a flood today.
Oh, great. Oh, it sounds awesome.
Some things just have broken. Right. Exactly. It's like Yeah.
So, I mean, Heather, man, you came out to the Hamptons thinking, oh, well, this will be fun. I'll catch up with my old pals. Didn't really shake down that way. There's a lot to get into. First, you got a lot of heat for using the word articulate to Ebony. Reaction to that?
It was the wrong word to use in that context, for sure.
I mean,
absolutely, because there's a history to it.
Yeah.
And so I talked to Ebony about it, thankfully, and I'm so glad that I did. And I won't use that word again.
When did you guys talk?
Over the weekend, we talked quite a bit.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully, by the way, all of this will wind up being some huge teachable moment for a lot of people. You know what I mean?
I hope so. Exactly. I hope so.
What's the teachable moment in you being called a Karen by Leah?
That I don't know that there's much of a teachable moment in that one.
Okay. Anyone who knows what was your reaction to that?
Anyone who knows me knows that they're, you know, it's the farthest thing from the truth. So I didn't really let it bother me so much.
Okay. Well, Leah called Heather a Karen tonight, which might come in handy since when it comes to Housewives, she's about to speak to the manager. It's time to comment on the drama, mama. Heather, I need your take on everything that's going on. Now that you've seen it unfold, Thoughts on Leah making sure the women were aware of what you had said about them before you got to the Hamptons?
I wish they had listened to the podcast. I really wish they had listened to the podcast. So I was very surprised to hear it continue without ever listening to the podcast.
Because you felt like what you said on the podcast was fairly innocent versus how it was reported
100% back. 100% innocent. And all the things that we said have already been said on the show.
Do you agree with Ebony that the women have a habit of putting Sonia down and making her feel she isn't valuable?
Yeah, I can relate to Ebony on that one for sure.
Do you agree with Lou that because Leah was looking for a reason to lash out because of her grandma, it was better for you to just shut the F up?
No, I think it was better for Leah to go home.
thoughts about Luann saying she hates that bitch, Carol Radziwill, and calling her Ratsville?
Yeah. Ratsville is a funny housewivesy thing, but right. She ain't no bitch.
By the way, since you, oh, this is interesting. Since you notably called Bethany a know-it-all, reaction to Leah accusing you of thinking you're the authority on everything.
You know, I mean, sometimes I am a know-it-all. You know what I mean? And definitely sometimes Bethany is a know-it-all, but that didn't bother me so much.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, on Ryan's renovation, we're getting a close inspection of Ryan's chaotic home life. Okay. And despite what they say about people in glass houses, I'm still going to make Ryan throw a few stones at his Bravo brothers and sisters because it's time to have a little decorum. Ryan, I need you to dwell on some issues facing some other Bravo dwellings. Should Sonia continue to rent out her Upper East Side townhouse, or would she be smart to offload it in the current market?
Honestly, right now, post-COVID, townhouses are the hottest things in New York City. You can't hold on to them. So
really?
Right now might be a time to actually sell. People want outdoor space.
Right? Mm-hmm. We were just talking about that. Are open concept homes like Dorit's head-to-toe glass wall that opens her living room into the backyard the wave of the future?
It's more like the wave of now. People want indoor-outdoor, right?
Right.
Same thing.
The age-old question, was Ramona correct in saying that smart Hamptons buyers only want south of the highway?
I think very rich Hamptons buyers only want south of the highway.
Right, okay. Thoughts on home closet security systems. Is this an unnecessary touch in a home, or is it something that you can upsell?
Honestly, I've sold a lot of houses with those, and it's easier than having a safe for, like, watches and jewelry. You can just lock down the whole room.
Okay. The opinion on bold color choices. Giselle Bryant has painted a lot of purple in her home. How do you feel about that?
You know what? My first couple of apartments, I had purple. Like, my bedroom was purple, and it's the color for sex. I don't know if anyone knows that. Look it up. King. It's like the king sexy color. I don't know. It works.
Okay. But in terms of resale, would you say you got to paint over it, or?
Oh, yeah. No, you got to make it white. Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. Thank you. Best advice to a woman like Ramona, who is just now pursuing a career as a realtor in New York, but already thinks she knows it all. How is this going to play out? Will we be seeing Ramona on Million Dollar Listing New York?
Why not? I think she has a great network. If she can study the material and work with good people, and Michael knows what he's doing, then I think she could actually do well if she wants to do the work. It's a lot of work.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for playing, Ryan.
Thanks.
We are giving you, wow, I don't have one of these. We're giving you a Bravo Dad
t-shirt.
Oh, I love that.
And Heather, I'm so glad we're back to gifting. We're giving you a Real House Husbands t-shirt for your man.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
There you go. Both are available at shopbybravo.com. Heather, Jill S. said, since all the women were talking about it tonight, what was your reaction to Ramona posting tons of pictures of her black friends? And what did you think of Sonia's meltdown about Ramona's performative allyship?
Well, I think you all heard very clearly that Ramona asked me not to speak of her ever.
I love it. Touché. Yeah. Wow, I like it. Okay. Well done. Ire Fiend, she took the note, Ramona. Ryan, why are you allowing your wife's family to run your life? How many people live within your marriage?
They don't run my life. Her family is incredibly important to me, and they spend a lot of time with us. And so part of the benefits of having a big house are that they can stay with us. But then everyone's got an opinion, you know?
Amelia B. wants to know, Heather, were you angry at Ebony for mixing up your words about Leah's thoughts on voting? That really set her off, and she was all over you.
Yeah, you know, I think she was all over me anyway. And
right.
So any little, like, nugget that she could get to chew on, she was chewing on it. We were having a responsible conversation, Ebony and I, about our real true feelings about the obligation to vote, and it just got blown out of proportion, but hopefully Leah voted.
Joy G, Ryan, are you and Amelia thinking about having another kid? Zena is just too cute.
She is super cute. Yeah, we'll have more. Yep.
Yay!
Oh, okay.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, smattering of applause. We need Ben and Zena. We're having some play dates before the pandemic.
Yeah, and then COVID happened, and it was like, can't touch.
Oh, we need to get them back together.
Yeah, we will.
They're more socialized now.
I know.
Yeah. Heather, there was a lot. We got a lot of questions about this. We were talking about it before the show. There was something on Instagram where you commented on something relating to Ebony being a race baiter.
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
It was a total mistake. It was a comment moving too quickly, responding to one Instagram comment. We responded to the wrong one, agreed. Didn't even really make sense if you read it, because I'm not taking that class. It was supposed to be commenting on something else. So it was an error that we immediately deleted and fixed, and it is not my sentiment.
And did you speak to her about that?
I did. Of course. I called immediately. Well, actually, that's not how it happened, but we did speak at length, and I did apologize for her thinking that. Or that error.
When you spoke over the weekend, what was the tenor of your conversation?
Ah, so nice and wonderful and beautiful. I mean, what I was hoping for on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Charlene M. wants to know, Ryan, why didn't you think to have a spare room for your mom in your massive new house? I am asking for his mom.
It was like we filmed this show for like 3 years. The renovation in New York City takes a long time. And there was one little moment where my mom comes through and she's like, where's my room? I'm like, Mom, you don't live here.
Right.
Amelia's mom lives with us.
Right.
My mom, there's 8 bedrooms. She can live wherever she wants. But then afterwards, off camera, my mom's like, I mean, I don't want to live with you.
Right.
It's my home place.
The apple doesn't fall from the tree. How do your mom and Amelia's mom get along?
The best, like best friends. And she's also my best friend. I think I win the best friend war in that one.
That's sweet. Are you a mama's boy a little bit?
But I have two. I mean, multiple moms. So I've got my own mom, which is awesome. And then I have Yaya.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she takes care of me first, then the baby, then Amelia.
Okay. Mama, a lot of mamas. By the way, if you want to find the folks from Watch What Happens Live after the show, we are very often at the Cubby Hole, little neighborhood watering hole. We have some virtual viewer questions for Heather and Rai Rai. Here's Allie from Long Island with a question for Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Allie.
So after everything you experienced in the Hamptons, do you think Leah should have just been with her family during this time and never even gone to Ramona's?
That would have been what I did. Yeah, I would have been with my grandma.
Okay, let's go to Ross and Faith from Georgia with a question for Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Hi, Ryan.
We love you.
I love you. Both.
And I love you.
I love your Plead the Fifth t-shirt.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's falling apart.
Oh. What's your question?
Ryan, who would you rather co-list a property with, Ramona or Kelly Bensimone?
Good question.
Because
Kelly is a realtor now.
Yeah, Kelly's a realtor now, and I know Kelly, so I would say Kelly until Ramona gets her, you know, sea legs.
Sea legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, just out of curiosity, did you ever date Kelly?
No.
Oh, you answered very quickly.
Yeah, I knew where you were going with that.
Did you ever have a moment with Kelly?
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember.
I'm so old now, man. I was like 7.
That seems like something you would remember.
Would it?
Did Kelly and Steve Gold ever have a moment?
I hope so.
Just thinking of all of the hot people in the Bravo universe who could have had moments.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, good question.
You want me to change the topic?
Good.
Yeah.
Maybe that's another show for you.
Yeah. Okay. Heather, Melissa R. wants to know what was your reaction to Sonia being a voice of reason throughout this whole experience? What she said about white privilege was really on point.
She was really my silver lining in the weekend. I really liked getting to be with Sonia again, and I enjoyed her, and we definitely lived on the same plane when it came to how we felt about those things.
Blake O wants to know, Ryan, what was your first impression of KJ? Had you previously worked with her at all or known her at all before she joined the team? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I knew her for a while. She's a great broker, and I work with her husband a lot. Her husband's a developer, so we sell projects for him. And I've always been able to use Million Dollar Listing as a great reason to sell his projects, but now his wife is on the show.
Ruh-roh.
I'll figure it out.
Patrick from LA wants to know, Heather, how did you find yourself dealing with Leah until cracking in the bus? That was major willpower, she said.
Thank you.
Okay, that's the answer. Okay. Ryan, Victoria, you said out of all the MDL brokers, who would you say is your biggest competition?
Luis Ortiz.
Luis D. Ortiz?
Well, he's not on the show anymore. So he has a Netflix show now. Have you seen that trailer?
What is it?
It's the most amazing vacation rentals. It looks really cool.
Wow.
He just went around the world.
Netflix is really, really going after the MDL. They keep trying to rip off MDL.
He runs around and he shows Airbnb rentals all over the world, like crazy. Like,
oh, wow. Oh, that's perfect.
It's happening.
Oh, love Luis.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan knows his way around a basic floor plan, but I wonder if he can navigate the New York Housewives drama without me having to draw him a map. Let's find out with Million Dollar Fisting, round three. Okay, I'm going to ask Ryan some Brody trivia questions. For every wrong answer, Heather gets to sock him. Are you left-handed or right-handed?
I can sock with either one.
Then I'm gonna take the left. Okay, here we go, because I wanna get in on this too. Okay.
Finally, I get to do the first punch-in.
Question. Who famously told Heather to be cool? Don't be all uncool.
Sonia?
That's with my left hand, too. In what restaurant did Aviva Drescher famously throw her leg? This is an iconic New York restaurant.
I'm sure it is. Iconic New York restaurant.
Yes, iconic fancy New York restaurant.
Yes.
Danielle.
Good one, but no.
Okay. You punched so much harder.
What word does Ramona have a hard time pronouncing? Reggae, kudos, or guacamole?
Guacamole?
Okay. Is that too hard?
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Reggae.
I watch the show religiously. I should know this.
What is the name of Dorinda Medley's Berkshire's compound? Is it called Greystone Manor, Bluestone Manor, or Red Brick House?
Bluestone Manor.
Yeah!
Oh, what a guess.
Okay. True or false? Sonia claimed she hosted Jay-Z on her yacht.
True that she claimed that, yeah.
No, Puff Daddy.
Oh, trick question.
Okay, which housewife was the subject of a nude photo scandal during the first Housewives reunion? Ramona, Bethany, or Alex?
Bethany.
Alex!
Okay, great. Just keep punching. You don't even have to ask the questions. You just want to punch it. Just go for it. Yeah, go for it.
All right, that was fun. These are weird. Thanks, Ryan. I should have given him those shirts for playing this game. Ryan, Giada S. wants to know the most luxurious amenity you purchased for the Brooklyn townhouse. I am curious about this. Heated floors in the bathrooms?
Yeah, but I wouldn't consider that an amenity.
I wouldn't not consider that an amenity.
For me, it's sort of like you have to do that now.
Oh, okay.
So I would say I took the lower level and I made it into a really cool gym, basically just for myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So cool. Do we call basements lower levels now?
Well, you call it actually, in the city, you call it a cellar, and then the basement is actually the garden level, and so that's like the lower level where you walk down because it still has windows.
So the gym is the greatest amenity. Do you have a steam room?
No, I don't have a steam room.
Really?
No.
Sauna?
No.
Oh.
No. No. I would never use them.
Right.
You wouldn't?
I would use a steam room.
I have a steam room and I use it. Yeah. A lot.
I'm putting a new gym in too. I'm very excited.
Are you?
And a garage heated floors is also kind of the norm now.
Really?
So for like melting snow off, and all that stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Is the steam room good for resale, Ryan?
Yeah, it's good. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we will. We definitely will. Okay, now, Heather, before we go, I know there was something that you really felt very strongly that you wanted to say tonight.
I did.
And I know you felt so strongly that you wrote it down.
I did.
So get it off your chest, Mama.
Thank you so much for giving me a chance to say this.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, I would publicly like to apologize to anyone that I hurt. And I'd also like to express my gratitude to Ebony. I was really humbled and inspired by her willingness to expend her time and energy and hold me accountable, but also hold me close during periods of faults, lessons, and growth. In trying to do good, I also caused harm. My role that weekend and the microaggressive remarks that I made must open our eyes to the reality of privilege and the undeniable role that it has in either upholding or disarming white supremacy and anti-blackness. This work is not easy. It's taken 400 years to get here. But I will not be flawless in my pursuit of equity. I won't. However, it makes room for me to sit in it, to read and listen to the many black and brown people who have offered us so many incredibly effective tools to fight against oppression in ourselves and in our society. We just have to hold space for each other. That's what I ask. I'm going to take this time personally to read more, continue to listen, and continue to be vulnerable, because it is how we learn, and it's also how we can teach. And that's what I wanted to say.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Well said. You know what? Maybe all the, you know what? We got a lot of teachable moments on Roadie this year, and we haven't had a lot through the years. So, you know, there you go. I want to thank Heather and Ryan.
See you tomorrow night.
We got Sutton and June Diane Rayfield. Wow, a lot of more learning tomorrow night. 10 o'clock. We'll see you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
All right, we're back with Heather Thompson and Ryan Serhant. You can see Million Dollar Listing, Ryan's Renovation, Thursdays at 10:15 on Bravo. Ryan, Larsa M. wants to know the best and worst part of your wife's parents being so involved with your renovation.
The best part is that they're just there and involved. I have a lot of friends who don't have that luxury, and I think any day that you have parents, in-laws, grandparents, extended family near you, I think is definitely a gift after coming out of 2020. The worst part is, like, you second-guess all your own decisions. You're yes. Like, no, we should definitely put a bathroom there. And then, you know, Leo, my father-in-law, is like, no, you should put it there. And then Despina, my mother-in-law, is like, what about over here? And now all of a sudden, maybe we don't even do bathrooms. Right.
And meanwhile, you're kind of the guy that knows.
Right. I'm like, hey, I do this.
Right.
I know
right.
what to do.
Heather, Curtis Nathan said, although you had some not great experiences being back, was there any part of the Hamptons trip that you enjoyed?
I enjoyed Sonia that weekend. Yeah. I really did. It was nice to see her again.
What about the pageant?
The pageant was fun to dress up, but I was trying to, you know, just forgive and forget. And I'm like holding hands and I'm like, I'm a little worried about this.
Right.
But, you know, I did my best with the Be Aggressive. That's an old Taconic Hills High School cheer.
Yeah, no, Clayton High School,
it's
too.
Like the internet wasn't serving me.
Yeah. Grant E. wants to know, Ryan, what was your initial reaction when you heard Frederick was moving to L.A.? Do you think he fits in more with the New York crew or the L.A. team?
He seems to really, really enjoy L.A. and like he's having a great time there. I think it's a good fit for him.
Heather, Julia C. wants to know if you were surprised Ramona didn't show up to Ebony's election party, considering all the drama surrounding Carol's election party in the past.
No, I wasn't.
Jasmine R. Ryan, what do you think is the hottest neighborhood in New York City right now?
Listen, it's the prime neighborhoods are always the hottest. The prices at the West Village and Soho and NoHo are getting right now are just, like, it's insane. Completely crazy.
By the way, just curious, how did you come away from the weekend with Luann, knowing how mad she was at you at the beginning about the whole podcast thing?
Well, she wasn't really mad at me at all. It was Leah's fight. It wasn't even Luann's fight. She didn't care at all. I mean, she has me scripted into her cabaret show, you know, with the whole
Lou
long pool thing.
Yeah, right.
We know our audiences. We talk about the show after the show.
Right.
She wasn't mad about it at all. But we don't have a relationship. I mean,
you and Lou.
Yeah.
You left. This kind of the same place.
Exactly, the same place.
Okay, very good. I want to take some more virtual viewer questions. Here's Michael and Alexa from Boston with a question for Heather.
Hey, Heather.
Hi.
Hi. Have you revisited past seasons of Roni while being in quarantine?
I really haven't, but I did catch up with a lot of scripted TV that I had been wanting to watch a lot. Yeah, so.
I talked to a lot of people during COVID who rewatched the entire season of Roni, the entire run.
Yes, I mean, so many people.
Uzo Adubo was just here and watched from the beginning.
Yes.
Elizabeth Moss watched from the beginning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to Adam from Fort Lauderdale with a question for Ryan.
Hi, Andy. Hi, hey. Heather. Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Ryan, can you give us a hint if you are working with any A-list celebrities currently?
Can I give you a hint? Yes, I can give you a hint. I can't really talk about it. I mean, I guess one public one. I just sold Bella Hadid's apartment.
Wow. Was Yolanda involved at all?
Very.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Very interesting.
She's great.
She's great.
With them.
Yes.
She's wonderful.
But I only mentioned it because it was public, though.
You know Yolanda through Kristen?
I know Yolanda through Razzie, through Carol.
Got it.
And now it's funny enough, her boyfriend, now I know.
Oh, Yolanda's boyfriend. Yes. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And they seem really good and happy with each other.
A nice couple.
And she is very healthy and all good.
Amazing.
That's great.
I'm so happy to hear it.
Yeah. I want to thank Heather and Ryan and Geeta for being here. For more, click around on BravoTV.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.